Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg. Today, I am joined by Nick, and we are just going to be catching up once again this episode. Yeah, no extra guests, just me and Nick talking about what we've been doing for the past few months. I think the last time that we did this was back in April, and so it's been a solid quarter of the year, and I know that I haven't really been doing anything, but I know that Nick has been up to a whole lot of stuff. And so, Nick, why don't you go first? What have you been up to?
Thanks for putting me on the spot, Greg.
Yeah, what
That's what I always wanted. What? So from like April to like now, I've been, every weekend has been booked with at least something. So things like, I went to Virginia, I had to do a really long research paper for one of my grad classes. There was a Demon Slayer movie. I went to Philly multiple times. I went to North Jersey multiple times for birthdays. Me and Greg went to a wedding together for one
of our church friends.
Yeah, that was in May. I went to North Jersey again. I went to New Hampshire. I went to Boston, went to Portland. I had birthdays.
You're into Portland? Maybe.
Yeah, I went to Maine, Portland. Oh. Good lobster rolls there. Pretty good oysters. Good stuff. It was only like a day trip there. I had a baby shower. That baby shower was very hectic because it was very last minute. And it was for my cousin. And my sister and a bunch of my cousins like stayed up all night decorating and planning for this baby shower. But it went well. I hope my cousin had a good time and her baby will come out nicely.
Yo, what so, the yes. heck?
Yes. I also went to Maryland for 4th of July, went to DC for fireworks, went to Baltimore for food. This past weekend, I went to New York City. I walked like 14 miles on Saturday. Crazy stuff. Dude, there's this place called a Kilt. Dude, I spent like $100 there eating like American Wagyu and like different sorts of meat. And also got a drink there. So that's probably why it was like $100. But man, it was so good. I would definitely recommend, if you are ever in New York City, reserve a spot at Kilt because it was actually pretty bomb. It's called COTE. I highly recommend. It's not sponsored or anything. We're not making money off it. It's so good. Like, Greg, I'm telling you, you should probably go.
I don't really eat steak, though.
Yeah, I feel like if you're, like, a meat connoisseur, I think you'll go there. But you're a Japanese connoisseur, and this is, I don't know. No, they have Japanese Wagyu there, but
it's weird.
It's good stuff. But yeah, also, I'm thinking about changing jobs. Not really changing jobs. I want to be able to get paid more than I am right now.
True. I was going to ask, like, yo, how are your finances doing?
Yeah, finances. I mean, like, I'm just looking into, like, different positions at different companies. And maybe I won't be close to Greg anymore. Nice. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, we've been just on Discord and just talking through Facebook, so nothing's going to change, Greg.
Yeah,
we're
basically
probably still going to do this. Yes. But yeah, so I'll just explain more about my job. So right now I'm a data analyst, but in actuality, it's basically like data entry or and a little bit of data cleanup maybe. But for a data analyst, it's more like observing data, you know, analyzing it and being like the middleman between the information that's being presented and the clients or the average Joe. So I want to be able to be that middleman and get paid a little more than I do right now. I think for the viewers watching, if you're in college, if you're a teenager, if you're a person that doesn't know what to do, I think that for me, I went into college as like HR and IT, and those are like the two broadest places ever. Not going to lie, I wish I had more of a direction. So now I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to go into data science and become like a data analyst for the time being and see how that works out. But yeah, I don't really know what else is happening. I have like barbecues coming up that I gotta plan. I finished my small group with my 12th grade guys. This Friday, I came up to Greg's place to pick up somebody, and I treated them out to Korean barbecue. My wallet is actually hurting for this past like weekend. So yeah, my finances are a little weird. Greg, you weren't there.
Didn't bring me along.
Actually, you probably could have went.
Yeah, actually, like, I got off work at like 2 that day.
Yeah, yeah, and I came at like 2 or like 1 something. Yeah, so you probably could have came.
Probably could have.
Yeah, so I haven't been home for the longest time because I've been out and about everywhere and driving to like Philly or North Jersey. I live like 2 hours away from North Jersey. I live like an hour away from Philly. So every week is just driving and it's tiring. I just want to rest. But I'm excited. Also, oh yeah, I guess also I'm vaccinated, so it's sort of okay to see people. I don't know. Whatever floats people's boats. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been seeing, like, a lot of friends recently. But, yeah, it's been pretty good. My small group ended, so that's why we did the barbecue. Yeah, what about you, Greg?
So, I just wanted to say, when you talked about that, like, Wagyu beef, I went to one of my buddy's places, and the reason why we went is because he's like, yo, I bought an ostrich egg. What? We need to eat it. He's been talking about it for like weeks or like months about how he really wants to buy an ostrich egg.
Why?
Because there's an ostrich farm near here.
Really?
Yeah, like 30 minutes away. Something like that.
I never knew that. Really?
I never knew that either. So he invited me. He invited Lawrence, his girlfriend, and then Dan and his brother. and... Nice. We all got together and we ate this ostrich egg. First of all, if you guys have never seen it, an ostrich egg is like massive.
Huge.
It's like,
yeah,
also like pretty heavy, and it's like 20 times a normal egg. And it was very impressive to see. I would never recommend it. It tasted nasty. Like the yolk itself. Other people were complaining it's like really rich and all that kind of stuff. I don't really care about that. But the egg whites are so gross. They're like, they look like hash browns, and they're like as thick as hash browns. Like it's so thick, and it's like a weird texture, and there's so much of it, and it was not fun, but it was an experience.
And it was an experience. Is it like blue? Balut, the fertilized like egg that Filipinos eat.
I have no idea. I've never had it.
You never had it. It's like a Filipino delicacy. It's like they slurp it like soup, and then sometimes they like bite the head of like the little like chicken.
No, not a savage like that.
And dude, you're calling Filipino savages?
Like... Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Yeah, no, I'm calling people who eat. Who nibble on chicken heads, savages. A little bit. It's a little savage, you know.
People like it.
In a good way or a bad way, you know. That's up to you to decide.
You ate an ostrich.
But, yeah, no, that weekend was really interesting because we got there at, like, 11, ate this ostrich egg, and then we watched Velocipastor, which we're going to do a review on Velocipastor. It is really interesting. I can't say if it's good or bad, but it's really interesting. And then after that, played a few board games, and then we watched we watched like, it's like John Wick, but it's called like Nobody. Is that a movie that's come out recently? Nobody.
I think I've heard of it. It came out recently, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. They described it as like John Wick, but if the guy's like a normal dude, or like he's like portrayed to be a normal dude. I've never watched John Wick. I don't know. That was kind of cool, I guess. I didn't think it was the best movie, but it was just like an action filled type of thing, and it was fine.
It stars the guy from Breaking Bad, or Better Call Saul, Bob.
Yeah, Better Call Golden. Saul.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah, so it was fine. It was like pretty good. And then after that, Dan brought over a rabbit because he's been wanting to eat rabbit for like a long time, and so
what the heck?
We ate the rabbit. Dan prepared it. I will admit, it wasn't very good. It was like super salty.
Okay.
And because
was it like a live rabbit that he killed?
No. It was a skinned rabbit that he
was already skinned.
Bought. Yeah.
That he bought. Okay.
Yeah, like rabbit meat is like there's like that not that much meat on the bone, so like the ratio of like salt to meat is a lot. It has to be a lot lower. But yeah, it didn't turn out that great, and so I just had two like fairly unsatisfying meals that day. And but it was a fun time anyway. And Dan was saying like, oh, we need to like let's come together and let's like buy like a mini like a small alligator and let's eat it. And I'm like, what?
Small alligator?
And he's like, yeah. He said he has like some friend in New York who can hook him up with Wagyu beef.
Ooh, nice.
So he wants to like eat that too. That's why I told the story because of the Wagyu beef and also Dan.
Mm.
But yeah, that was very very interesting day that day. But I mean, besides that, I really haven't been doing too much. I've just been like going to work, and you know, I will go out and like I don't know, I just like hang out on Sundays with friends, play some games during the week, all that kind of stuff. Reading a book, which is fairly new for me.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Not manga?
No, not manga. It's an actual book.
Yo.
I will talk about manga later. But it's called The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. And it basically talks about how we reached this point in society where the phrase, I am a woman trapped in a man's body, has become very commonplace and is something that should be like, I guess, endorsed rather than like looked down upon. And it kind of goes through the history of how people view themselves, where the sense of self comes from. Like before, it had to do with like your sense of self came from your participation in government, like all the way back in like the Greek days to the church in the medieval days to like your work in like the industrial era. And now it's attributed to like your own personal feelings and all that kind of stuff. So it talks a lot about our culture today. And I think it's a really good book to read. It's really interesting. And so, yeah, that's been a good time. Besides that, I've been teaching Sunday school, and I don't know how like you feel about leading small groups and all that kind of stuff, or like how people who are like small group leaders or Sunday school teachers feel about teaching all these kinds of things. But I actually really like doing it. I feel like the more I am called upon to teach, the more I learn myself. Like I've been reading the Bible more in depth, like a whole lot. I'm understanding, like, especially like how to look at things in context, like looking at passages and verses in context of the things that come before and after it, and in the context of like the people, the audience that it was written to, all that kind of stuff. And it's helped me to be able to look at other passages too. Like I've been teaching 1 Corinthians, now I'm teaching James. And so like I've learned a lot about these two books, and now I can like use that to be able to learn about a lot of other things too. And it's been a good time. And I think my kids enjoy my teaching.
I heard of it. Yeah, I think I heard like the James and like other kids from our church say that they like your teaching, I guess.
I hope that it's like fine, because I don't know, sometimes I like walk out of Sunday school, I'm like, yeah, I don't even know what happened there, like I kind of just like said things, and I hope that they got something from it. I don't know, like I don't think I've been doing too much else. 4th of July, I went to a few barbecues. It was a pretty fun time. I went to Sam and Joanne's place. Our pastor and pastor's wife, both of them have been on the podcast before. We went to their place for our church barbecue, and I felt like an old man telling his war stories to all these kids, because there were like quite a few high schoolers there, which is kind of a little bit weird, because normally it's like just like a young adult thing, but we had a few high schoolers, and I was just telling them stories about college and all that kind of stuff. It was a fun time. It was a fun time. I think I enjoy, not I think, I do know that I really enjoy like telling stories and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, besides that, there's not much else, I think. I started collecting manga, which
I saw.
Dude, it's a...
the big collection. You're getting there rough. Soon.
Yeah, I know. I need more space on my bookshelf.
Your 15-pound Fullmetal Alchemist
set. Book. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I have almost the complete Quince set. Like, mm-hmm. The last volume needs to be released. I almost have a full Your Line April set. I have a full Fullmetal Alchemist set. I have the first 5 volumes of Bakemonogatari. And then today, actually, I got Spice and Wolf light novel. So, not manga, light novel. So I'm very excited to read that. Yeah, dude, it's dangerous. It's
yeah,
dangerous.
Yeah, you're a true connoisseur here.
I thought to myself, you know, I think I have enough board games. You know, there's like quite a few that I haven't gotten the chance to play yet. So, you know, and a lot of Kickstarters are coming in. So, you know, might as well hold off on those. And then I'm like, well, now I have all this money lying around. Like, what am I going to do with it?
Oh, Greg.
Yeah, it's a dangerous life. I live a dangerous life.
Yeah, Greg, I think you have an addictive personality.
I have a collector's personality.
Okay.
Like, I just like to collect things and then, like, show them off. Like, I was, actually, within the past 3 months, I went to one of my college friend's place. And we've only gotten together like that, like once before that I actually went to. And while we were there, we went, this was in Bergen County, actually, Riverdale,
really?
Something like that. And there's this grocery store called Stew's. I don't know if you've ever heard of Stew's, but it's like a crazy like grocery store. It's like, dang, what is it? Trader Joe's, except like a lot bigger. And with like a lot of animatronic things, and then they have like a very large alcohol section. And I was looking at some of the bottles, dude, and like some of these bottles look really nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at it, and like the thought flashed in my mind, like, what if I just like bought some of these? It's like put them on a shelf somewhere.
You don't even drink.
Exactly. I don't drink, but I was like, these look kind of nice, and I kind of just want to buy them. And at that point, I knew. I was like, no, this is getting too dangerous for me.
It's pretty dangerous, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's about it for me and what I've been doing. So Nick, what have you been? Have you been? I know you've been like pretty busy doing all this kind of stuff. So have you been watching anything, or have you been reading anything? Any of that?
Bro, it's so hard to find the time these days to watch and read
busy
things.
Man.
Busy weekends, and like work is just, even though I say work is like pretty easy, dude, I'm always like working really late at night, just trying to catch up on like backlog, which is like things that haven't been touched for a while, and like I just gotta finish up. But when I do have time, I watch anime with Joe, who has been on the podcast that's going through seminary. We usually watch anime together or things on Netflix. And something that we watched recently, or we started, was Castlevania, the last season. And I'm excited to like finish it, because Castlevania is really fun and really good. Very not for kids. It's super gory, lots of like I don't know, talk about, you know, A-rated things, you know.
Unsavory material.
yes. But it's pretty good. I would suggest it to people that like vampire stuff or like slaying monsters kind of stuff. And I'm also watching anime with him as well. We watched an anime called Vivi. Dude, Vivi, hands down, probably one of my top 5 anime, in my opinion. Or maybe it's like top 10. Yeah, I also made a top 10 list recently.
Oh, really?
Of my anime, yeah. And I've noticed that, yeah, there's not a lot of good anime in my list, in my opinion. I mean, there's some good ones there, and then there's like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Naruto that I put up there because I was like, you know,
Nostalgia.
they, because it's nostalgia, and it's like, you know, these anime have like created me, so I
These have
have to put it
formed
there.
me.
This formed who I am, so like I put it up there. So I'll name some, or I'll name like my top 10. I put ReZero, Anohana,
Okay.
Steins Gate,
Okay.
Mob Psycho 100,
Okay.
Your Lie in April, Fullmetal Alchemist, Vivi, Yu-Gi-Oh, Bunny Girl Senpai, and Naruto. I actually really enjoyed Bunny Girl Senpai that I left it on top 10.
I probably would have guessed like eight out of those 10.
Yeah. So,
Interesting.
yeah, so Vivi is pretty
What is it
good.
about?
All right, so I kind of like wrote some stuff down, but
Yo, what
it's
the?
basically a pop idol like Terminator. If you think of like was it Hikaru Miku or something?
Hatsune
Hatsune Miku. Yeah, it's basically if she turned into the AI, you know, as a robot in our present day and started like dancing and singing in front of crowds. Like, what if in 100 years from now, the AIs started to attack? And it's like a Terminator thing
Oh,
where
yeah. Sounds
Terminator
like
has to
it.
go back to the past and, you know, inform Sarah Connor about like, you know, the Great Invasion. But this time, it's like another robot goes to the past, talks to this pop idol, saying like, "Hey, we gotta stop the robots from attacking. Let's orchestrate a way so that, you know, this thing doesn't happen." So it gives me like Steins Gate kind of vibes because they're doing time travel and saving the world. I think the soundtrack is so good. Like, they actually use whatever she's singing into, and they orchestrate it into the whole like show. So like she'll be like her one life would be like an idol, and then her other life would be like killing robots and stopping like robots from attacking the world. So it's super good. It's only 13 episodes, and you like the characters, and it ends at a good note. So I wholeheartedly put that as like, you know, something you should watch. And it was written by the same person that wrote ReZero.
Of
So you
course.
know it's good.
Of
And
course.
it was first a light novel. It was never like a manga or anything. It was a light novel first, and then it became an anime, which is like you don't see that often. So it's anime original.
There are a few of those, but there are a few of those, but generally, yeah, there's at least a manga. There's definitely going to be a manga. Like, I have no doubt in my
Probably.
mind they're going to make
Yeah.
one.
Just like how there's one for Your Name or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vivi, I would highly suggest people should watch it. Another anime that I'm watching right now is Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo
Really good
Swastika
anime.
Revengers.
Yeah, Swastika. Because Swastika is peace in
Buddhist peace
Japan.
symbol.
Yeah. But you know, Nazi Germany
Not
turned it
cool.
upside down. Yeah, not cool. You know, they basically did the reverse of the cross, if you think about it. So they made a good symbol bad. We made a bad symbol good. Amen. All right.
Okay.
So Tokyo Revengers is about a guy who's like 25. He's basically a bum that works at like a video store. Doesn't have much in life in store for him. He looks into the news, sees that his ex-girlfriend from like his middle school life is killed in a car accident. And then he like goes on with his regular life. Somehow he gets pushed onto like a train and is basically about to die. However, life flashes before his eyes and he's transported back to when he was 13, living in middle school again. And his middle school life was like he was trying to be a thug with his friends. They're trying to be like bad kids. And when he grew up, he was basically picked on and bullied by the other like bad kids. What are they called again? Like those gangsters? Like they're basically delinquents, that are in gangs, basically. Yeah. So he finds out that to change the past, basically to change the past, he has to shake hands with his ex-girlfriend's brother, and he's able to like change the past and reorchestrate his life as well as save his ex-girlfriend's life. And the whole thing is really good. It's so hard to explain, but it's super good. It's basically Steins Gate again. I kind of really like time travel and Steins Gate. It's
Yeah,
super good.
sounds
Okay,
like
anyways. I'm so bad at explaining. Oh my gosh.
it.
Anyways, definitely watch that. Nothing really much is on my radar. I added some games that I want to play onto Steam, but I have not played them yet. I bought Hades. I
Hades is all
bought.
right.
Yeah, have you played?
Yeah, I have like 30, 40 hours in the game, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I also bought Slay the Spire, and I
I've
hear
also
a
played
lot of good
that.
things. Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about it because Joe plays it and he's like addicted at times. So I bought that as well. What was another one that I bought? Oh, I bought Catherine's Classic because I was like, this looks like a pretty interesting puzzle game.
Never heard of
It's okay. It's a little like R-rated at times.
that. Oh, I see. I see, Nick.
Yeah. I also like started this game called like Smash Legends because like some friends were playing it. It's basically like characters fighting each other to either like be king of the hill or like be the last man standing. It's pretty interesting. I like it. And a lot of TFT, which is like auto chess. Anyways, that's basically what I've been watching slash playing. If anything else comes up, I'll say, but I feel like I haven't been watching as much as I should be. What about you?
This is why we never have any good anime content on this on this
Yeah,
podcast
dude.
anymore.
Actually.
I've been doing my fair share of reading. I've been doing some reading challenges for myself. I think 3 months ago I did my sports manga challenge, which I read like Slam Dunk, Haikyuu, Eyeshield 21, or yeah, Eyeshield 21, Cross Game, like all those like really popular. It was a really popular manga, sports manga. And then after that, I did manga that I should have read by now, with completed manga. And then right now, I'm still going through the current, like still like ongoing series. And then after that, I also read some like just like plan to read PTR stuff. And so like yeah, I'm just gonna like a lot of there's a lot of names that you guys will probably have heard of, so I'm just gonna like bullet so many. Oh, so I'm gonna bullet point a lot of these, but when you're talking about VV, it reminded me of something that I read called Oshi
What
no
was
Ko. it's
Oshinoko?
it's it's Oshi no Ko, and it's written by the same person that made Kaguya-sama. And
Oh, okay.
It has a the art is better. Art's a lot better. I think Kaguya-sama, one of the biggest flaws is the art. The art's much better. And this is about a idol who has twins, and basically there's a doctor, and then there's a girl. There's like a terminally ill girl at the hospital, and then the girl was a fan of the idol, and so the doctor ended up being a fan of the idol too, and then the idol comes into the hospital to be able to get treatment and give birth to her children, and the terminally ill girl dies, and then the doctor also dies, and then they become reborn as her children, and
What the
they
heck?
still have like their memories, and so they still have the cognitive functions of when they were still alive, and so like they're these like super brain like babies and all that kind of stuff. And then later the This is spoilers, I guess. You find them out in like before like chapter 5 or something like that. The mom dies. The mom gets shanked. And then the two children are now, one of them's trying to go in the same path as her mother to be an idol, and the other one's trying to find who the killer was. And it's just like it's they tries to go along these like two different storylines, but then and then like of course they meld together because they're twins and all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty interesting. There's only 46 chapters out right now, but it's pop. idol type of thing. Reminded me when you talked about VV.
Oh, actually, I wanted to add that for VV, you know how she's like a robot and everything? It reminded me of Violet Evergarden as well. Because her whole journey is like, what does it mean to sing from my heart?
Of course.
And yeah. Because she's like an idol and everything. And she was wondering like, what does it mean to like, you know, about the heart and everything? Because she's a robot. And then I was thinking about Violet Evergarden because her thing is like, oh, what is love? Like, what does it mean to love? So I thought that was like a pretty good instance of it. And I don't know. It's a really good like anime. 100% watch it, please. Please. Okay, anyways, go.
Okay, let me bullet point out some of these really popular manga that I read. Akira did a review on that. Flowers of Evil, hated the first half, second half was fine. Boku Rano, it's okay. A little bit sad. Tokyo Ghoul, everybody knows Tokyo Ghoul. I've never, it's the first time reading it. Goodnight Poon Poon, garbage, hate it.
Oh, you finished it?
No,
okay.
I read half of it and I couldn't deal with it, so I dropped it. Parasite, Liar Game. I'm actually working with Jonah right now on a YouTube video for Liar Game, so hopefully that comes out soon.
Maybe.
Nichijou, Homunculus, Sundome, or Sundome for people who are like me and don't know how to read Japanese. Bakuman, I also dropped that halfway. 20th Century Boys, written by the same person who made Monster. It's like even more crazy and in-depth than Monster is. And if you like Monster, you probably like this one. And then I just finished reading Berserk. Finished reading Golden Kamuy. Yeah, R.I.P. I read part of Bride's Story. I tried watching Katana Gatari, written by the same person who made the Monogatari series, which I think you should watch, Nick, and then we could talk about it.
I'll get there one day.
Read Dungeon Meshi, Chihaya Furu, and then I actually watched the Konosuba movie like 2 days ago.
Oh, really? I need to watch that still.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was like kind of cute.
It's Megumi.
it's Megumin. And then I also read Land of the Lustrous. So, and then I'm planning on reading Space Brothers, which had Altair, To Your Eternity. I'm reading right now.
Oh, really?
To Your Eternity has one of the best first chapters I've like ever read. But it's a really good first chapter.
I heard that the first episode was like so good that it made people cry.
I think they adapted the first chapter into the first episode.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. It serves as a really good one shot, like if you just left it by itself. And then the quality drops. Like chapter one is like an 8 to 9, and then after that it becomes like a 6, like a 7. I'm only like 3 volumes in, so I can't say for sure, but it's okay.
All right.
And then I've also like read a lot of manga talking about, not a lot, I've read a few manga talking about LGBTQ issues. So the big one is, actually, I don't know if this is considered the big one. The big one's probably Tasogare, Our Dreams at Dusk. If you want, this is like basically the main character is a boy who's gay, but he doesn't like, he's like scared to come out, and then he goes and he visits this housing complex thing where they like fix up houses, stuff like that, and then everybody there has like there are people there who are like lesbians, transsexual, asexual, gay, transgender, like all these different things. And then he learns how to like, and then it talks about like how people deal with like, oh, how about like your family? How do you bring that up? How do you deal with people who like knew you as like somebody else in the past, all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of people really like it within like a lot of the LGBTQ community within the manga and anime sphere really like it. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff and you want to see how it's explored in manga, you should go read that. Blue Flag is another big series in this kind of genre where it's essentially like a girl and a guy fall in love with a guy. And this one's a lot more, I want to say, basic. Like, it's very explanatory, and like these are the arguments that people use for and against gay, like accepting homosexuality in a lot of ways, and like freedom and all that kind of stuff. I think it's okay. Like, I think the second half is really tough to like finish. And then the last one is 10th, which is probably my favorite out of the three. This one's like a very short series, and it's the same, like, guy and a girl fall in love with the same guy, but it's a lot more emotional, it's a lot more dramatic. Like, it's not trying to talk about any issues, but it is quite good. Me and Vicky did a Read This Not That episode on it, which will come out, I don't know, in like a few months, dude. Like,
one day, I don't know.
I'm thinking, like, I thought that we put out an episode last month, but we didn't. So hopefully the first episode of that is going to come out this week on Sunday. And I'm hoping to do it monthly or bi-weekly. I think I might just do it bi-weekly. And then once I run out of things, we'll just have a break. And then once I get more stuff, we'll continue to do it. But
all right, sounds good.
Yeah, I've already done it a few times. I have Timmy on it. I have Josh on it. I have Vicky on it. And I'm hoping to have a few more people. If Nick ever watches Monogatari series, we'll talk about that and Bunny Girl Senpai. Because I think that they're very similar. And I think that, I think that you should watch it and see what you think about it.
All right, we'll do.
But yeah, I mean, that's about it. That's all that I've been reading. I've been reading a lot. It's been a fun time. I really tried to get into like watching anime again, and it's just not worked out, dude. Like, I tried to watch Katana Gatari, and it was like too slow for me. I tried to watch Spice and Wolf, and like I enjoyed Spice and Wolf, but I just like didn't feel like finishing it. Like, I watched like four episodes and I just dropped it. I tried to watch a seasonal isekai anime. And it was so bad. Like, I read the manga of it, and I remember I liked the manga. I like kind of liked the manga. It's like a 7 out of 10 maybe. And I was like, oh, they're making an adaptation for it. Like, this might be interesting. And the pacing was so bad. Like, it physically hurt me.
Oh man.
And then I told Timmy, hey, I just watched this. You shouldn't watch it. And Timmy's like, oh, thanks for the heads up. I'm probably going to watch it anyways.
I'm going to watch because it's trash isekai. He loves it.
Yeah, I know. And I hate Timmy for that.
But maybe I'll watch it too.
No, don't do it. If you want, it's like Tsuki something something, like Moonlit Path something something.
All right.
Moonlit Path in Another World, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. but that's it. I don't think I've been... I've not consumed any other media. I haven't really been playing games. Oh, I bought Guilty Gear Strive. It's a fighting game. Okay. I've been playing it a little bit. I don't like it that much, but whatever. That's about it. I don't think I've been doing anything else.
Yeah. Actually, I want to add that I watched like some episodes of like The Way of the House Husband. It's a gag, dude. It's a gag. It's pretty funny, actually.
I think it's really funny. I think the earlier chapters of it are like really funny, but then like you get used to it. That's the thing. Like,
yeah,
it's you get used to it as it goes on. Like, they need to spice it up a little bit more.
Yeah,
But it is pretty. I agree. It is pretty funny.
I think there's only like 5 episodes on Netflix, but it's like basically, what, like 3 minutes per episode kind of thing. So it's like, or there's like multiple episodes.
It's like within. Short. There's like short. It's like It's like shorts. They adapt like chapters.
So they, and also a lot of people complain about the animation or the art style, but I think it just makes it funny.
Yeah, I've never watched it, but I've seen like clips of it. I feel like it just adds to it. Like, it feels like it's just the manga, because the manga itself is like pretty funny. And so, like, you just add the voice acting, and then you add a little bit of animation, and it just, like...
And you're fine.
It should okay. work.
It works.
I think if you came in expecting it to be, like, an actual anime, you'd be disappointed. But if you just take it as it is, I think it works out.
Yeah. And I started watching, like, Tenku Shinpan, which is High-Rise Invasion. And it's a lot of fan service. It's people stuck like in buildings and like the top of like roofs and everything, and they're being hunted by people in masks, and the only way for you to exit or get to the floor is by jumping. And the people with the mask want you to jump off this building. And it's weird. It's just a lot of fan service because it's following two like high school girls.
Of course.
And it's, yeah. It's pretty funny. I don't know. I'm there for...
We know what you're there for. We know what you're there for, Nick.
Yes. But also, I'm watching... The last name I'm watching is, like, Higurashi.
Oh, Higurashi. I heard it's really good.
Yeah. I really like it, actually. It might be, like, my top 20. I watched the earlier series, which is from, like, 2005 or 8 or something. And the animation isn't as great, but it kind of makes it kind of scarier. It just follows a bunch of, like... 14 and under year old kids, and they're kind of just like killing each other.
Yikes.
All the time.
Yikes.
And it's like every three to four episodes it'll be like a new arc, and in those arcs, like, someone dies, things happen, and it resets in the next arc, and then you find out more about, like, what happened. So you stick with the same people, and even if they die, they come back within the next arc because it, like, redoes itself a lot of times. So I really like it. You get to see, like, a little bit of each character throughout, like, each arc. And I think that's also why I really like ReZero as well, because, like,
just, you like to see people die. To...
Yeah, entertainment. yeah, so I would suggest Higurashi because I don't have a lot of friends that watch Higurashi.
So many people in my manga group watch and read it.
Maybe I just talk to...
talk to normies.
Not the right crowd. Yeah, I talk to the normies about these things.
Yeah, like, but, I might mm-hmm. read Higurashi. I might be reading it.
It's a game, I'm pretty... It started out as a game. Yeah, it started out as a game. Mm-hmm.
I think there's I'm pretty sure there's a manga adaptation for it. Unless I'm, like, confusing different VNs, because they talk about a lot of different VNs in my group, and I cannot keep track of them.
Oh, yeah. I also watched Devilman Crybaby. Dude, existential crisis right there. It ended, and I was like, bruh, how does it end like that? It was so good, but bruh, how did it end like that? Did you ever watch Devilman Crybaby?
No. I've watched one scene where they're in a bar and it got
weird. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird like that for, like, every episode. Like, every episode is kind of like they're on drugs, like, a lot of times. But I say that if you're into old type of animes, if you're into just, like, gore/A-rated stuff, past R-rated stuff, you'll really like it. And it's, I don't know, it gives you existential crises. It's like, is it good versus bad, and is killing wrong? Kind of is. Anyways,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I feel like it was almost like Parasite, but it's even crazier. I think it might surpass Parasite
and how gory it is.
Yes, it's super gory.
Parasite's actually pretty gory.
Dude, Devilman Crybaby, you have not seen gore. Also, have you ever seen them run? In Devilman Crybaby, it's a meme. Like, they're running with their hands, like, they're swimming, and they're, like... If you're a Devilman, then, like, you're basically part devil, part man. Haha. but for the running is, like, kind of crazy. You should watch, like, a YouTube video of, like, how they run. It's, like, memed all the time.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's, like, most of the things I watched. But yeah, you don't watch Devilman Crybaby in the group. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. I think, like, I was with my roommate, our college pastor,
and
my co-servant, and I was talking about bo 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 bo. And then my roommate's like, yo, but do you know how crazy Devilman Crybaby is? And then he showed us a clip, and we were all watching it in, like, a bubble tea store. And we're like,
no.
Yo, this is kind of weird, bro.
why would you show this to a pastor? Why?
Kind of funny. College pastor was a woman, too.
Yeah, that's Yeah, I was watching this with two of my guy friends, and we were watching it because like another friend recommended it to us, or recommended it to me. I was like, "Hey, you guys want to watch this with me?" And they were like, "Sure." So we started watching it, and we're like, "What the heck did she like suggest to me?" Because this is crazy stuff. Like, it's off the walls. Like that bar scene alone, it's just off the walls. Like people are doing crazy things.
Yeah.
People are dying.
Naked
It's
ladies.
wild. Yes. That's a big part of it. And we're like, what the heck? Why did you show us this? Why did you tell me to watch this? And she was like, you shouldn't have watched it with a group.
This
I was like,
is
how
still
was I
just
supposed to
supposed to be
know?
between us two.
How was I supposed to know? But then we finished the whole series, like me and the three friends, and we're like, wow. Like, why? We just kept on messaging our friend, like, why? But it was a good time. It was a fun time.
I just want to do one last thing where I'm gonna let you guys all in on my next reading challenge because I think it's gonna be kind of funny and I'm also gonna hate myself because of it. And this is also why I'm probably going to be reading Higurashi. My next reading challenge, if you want to help me out with it, is going to be reading all the manga with colors in the title,
Oh
and
no.
then comparing them to see which color is the best for manga titles.
Why?
And I think I'm going to absolutely hate myself. I already know, because I actually have already read a few things. I've read Blue Flag, I've read Silent Blue. There's another blue one that I read, but like now I have to read like Blue Exorcist, I have to read
Oh
Blue
no.
Period, I have to read Blue
Oh
Lock, I
no.
have to read Black Clover, I have to
Oh
read
no.
Black Butler,
Oh no.
I just think it's so hilarious to think about, and it might be interesting to like read it, but I might hate myself after this.
I think you're a sadist, dude.
Yeah, I actually am.
Yeah.
Like I make myself read a lot of like things I dislike.
Yeah. Maybe that's like Stockholm syndrome. Like you keep reading bad things until you like it,
Yeah, no, I just feel
right?
bad the entire time. I just feel worse and worse. I read them to be able to feel that freedom of finally finishing it, only to go into
Hmm.
another one.
That sounds great.
So yeah, I think
Yeah.
Higurashi has like purple in like some of its titles, so that's why I might have
Maybe,
to read
yeah.
it. But I
Okay.
was doing like preliminary research on this. So many of them are BL and Yuri, and I'm like, why? But yeah,
Oh,
I'll
okay.
probably start that in like a week, in 2 weeks. I think in probably in 2 weeks I'll be able to start it. But yeah,
Sounds good.
if anybody has any recommendations for things with colors in the name, please let me know. It makes my job a little bit easier. But I don't have anything else I want to talk about. Nick, do you have anything else?
Hopefully I get a new job within the next couple months. And if not, I'll probably see you at your house, Greg.
Yo,
Maybe I
what the
can
heck?
stay over.
Nah, dude.
Woo! Yeah, so if people want to set me up with like, work, hit me up. If you got a place to live, hit me up. But yeah, that's a big part right now. I'm just like trying to find a job and yeah, also like the next couple months, like I'm like going to like two weddings. Like my sister's getting married. My discipler back in college is getting married. So that's gonna and they're like their weddings are like a few days apart from each other, so it's gonna be a wild weekend. Also, my friend's birthday is on that weekend as well, so
Goodbye to your money,
dude,
dude.
I'm gonna be gone in multiple
And
ways.
that and that just means that it's going to be once again hard to schedule some of these podcasts. If you guys don't know
Yeah.
our predicament, we used to be very on top of things. I always had two or three podcasts in the back, and now we are recording on Monday and releasing on Wednesday.
Really though, please actually give us some suggestions for what you want to see next or what do you want to listen to next, because we're kind of drying out here, but hopefully we keep on bringing stuff out because we have this pastor series, we have this anime and Christian movies that we're like releasing, but just tell us what else do you want from us,
Yeah.
because we're drying out here, but we're here for you guys.
Yeah. Who would you want to hear from again? if you want other people to hear you on something.
Yeah.
Anything.
People have asked us to watch God's Not Dead 2 and 3, and I don't know if we want to do it,
Pain.
But I think we're sadists. I think we're sadists.
Pain.
I think we have to do it, so because someone said to. So we're going to get there one day. We got the Pastorsaurus Rex or something. What, the
Velocipaster?
Yeah, Velocipaster.
Quality movie.
We're gonna go there soon, so hopefully that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's about it from me and Nick. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are Amen. With the power of God and anime on our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.